Chris, thank you for joining us as always.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you a little low, but I can certainly hear you.
Okay, we may have to shout, but we'll make sure we make ourselves heard here. Hey, before I get into the specific questions I had for you, it was interesting. I was at Tech's practice yesterday and ran into a couple of people who know some stuff about recruiting. I would say they're sort of between you and me. You know a ton of stuff, and I know hardly anything, which is why I have you on so often. But they, they know a few things, and it was interesting to hear them say a lot of the same stuff you've been saying. The messages I was getting there were that Jarrell Miller of Highland Springs looks real good for Virginia Tech. They think maybe Damon McDaniel from Lansdowne could end up here. Of course, Percy Harvin, the other Lansdowne receiver, is going out of state. They think John Graves is pointed in the direction of Virginia, and they're hoping they can talk him out of that. And they feel pretty good about their chances with Verina running back Brandon Miner. That kind of jives with everything you've heard, does it not?
Yeah, well, in terms of Jarrell, I think Virginia Tech certainly has reason to feel comfortable with their position. I think he's got a great relationship with the coaches. He's known them for a long time. And, of course, Highland Springs, Virginia Tech's had good success with Highland Springs players. So there's a familiarity there with the high school program and Virginia Tech. I do think Jarrell is still open. I still don't think last year it seemed like with Macho Harris that it was kind of he's destined to go to Virginia Tech. Always seemed like that's where he was going to end up no matter what. Jarrell does like a few schools. He likes Tennessee a lot, I know. Virginia could be a bit of a wild card. We'll see what happens, how they finish the season, and what they can do in terms of selling him for playing time in the 3-4 defense. But I think Virginia Tech certainly should feel comfortable there. I do think John Graves, if I had to guess right now, I think Virginia would be this place. And it's kind of the same thing with John. Virginia has with John, and Virginia Tech maybe has with Jarrell. And John has been up to the UVA campus, or UVA grounds, since his eighth grade year, and has really gotten a chance to develop a relationship with the coaching staff. And I know he's talked to a few players on the team as well, and really likes Virginia a lot. But at the same time, I do think he's going to take his official visits, and Virginia Tech certainly have a chance to sway him. And then you mentioned Brandon Miner seemed like he really was looking towards out of state early on, but then Virginia Tech crept back into the picture, and he will take an official visit to Virginia Tech. He'll be in for the game next weekend on an unofficial visit, but Tennessee is another school that's in the mix with him, in the mix with Brandon. But I think the out-of-state schools to look for with Brandon probably are Michigan and Miami. First of all, I think Tennessee, I think he liked Tennessee, but I don't see them being up there with Virginia Tech and Michigan and Miami, in my opinion. And I know Brandon's got official visits set to all three of those programs. And I think I do kind of agree with the assessments that you came up with.
I want to ask you this, Chris. We talked about Jarrell Miller of Highland Springs. Now, we know about Nolan Burchett and Macho Harris and the long line of Highland Springs players here. And two players we're going to talk about more specifically when we get into your second and third tens are two kids from Phoebus. So right now you have 16 and 17, wide receiver Brent Vincent and linebacker Matt Wright. Now, of course, there's a Phoebus pipeline here, too. Coach Bill Deese sent a lot of players up this way to Virginia Tech. Do you believe in pipelines? I mean, is it fair to look at a Phoebus kid and think he's pointed this way, and a Highland Springs kid to think he's pointed this way just because of the history?
Well, actually, let me go back. Let me retrace my steps on that last question. I failed to answer your question on Damon McDaniel there, but Damon's going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech next weekend. He's also looking at Florida and Miami, who I think is probably those are the schools to really look out for in addition to Virginia Tech. So Damon, I think, obviously Virginia Tech's crept back in and has an official visit where it was kind of up in the air whether or not he would take an official visit to Virginia Tech. And so he is, and he's going to take one next weekend. And so Virginia Tech has to feel that they're right there. But at the same time, look out, Miami, I know, was his Coach Beatty down at Lansdowne thought that Miami was kind of his favorite school, Damon's favorite school, before the whole process got started. And I know he had a great official visit down to Florida as well. But and to answer your question, I think in terms of pipelines, I do think there is. Just looking at the example I used earlier, Highland Springs and Phoebus, as you mentioned, Virginia Tech's had great success there, and I think it's, I guess I would say I do believe in pipelines, because just looking at Phoebus, and if you're able to send a lot of players to a certain school, then those players have good experiences, which obviously I think most of the Phoebus players have. It's safe to say that they have had great experiences at Virginia Tech. And I know Coach D is very comfortable with Coach Cavanaugh. I know those two have a great relationship, and it's not to the point where I think Coach D would steer any kids towards Virginia Tech or away from Virginia or another school or anything like that if the player wanted to go to another school. But I think there's a comfort level there, which obviously helps between not only the coaches and the staff, but the players and the former players that have gone there. I think the players that are coming up can see that as well, and so I think there is such a thing as a pipeline, and it certainly helps to have a pipeline in the Tidewater area, especially a school like Phoebus, which is really gets a lot of talent. Phoebus and Hampton, you probably the top two programs in the Tidewater in terms of the Hampton area. And it's certainly good for Virginia Tech to have that pipeline there. And this year with Brent Vincent and Matt Wright, I think you have to put Virginia Tech as probably the team to beat until something else happens. And Brent Vincent, actually, his cousin is Jimmy Williams as well, so that certainly doesn't hurt. So I do believe in pipelines, and Virginia Tech, has a couple good ones in Highland Springs and Phoebus.
Hey, one thing I'm interested in, and we're digressing again like I always tend to do, we really are going to talk about the second and third tens, but number two on your list, the wide receiver Vidal Hazelton, who is playing at Hargrave, will be here Friday for a JV game at 1 o'clock. So I know a lot of Tech people are really eager to see what he looks like. They'll get a chance to see him up close. Big kid, 6'3", 200. Does Tech stand a good chance with him?
I talked to Coach Prunty actually earlier in the week, and Coach Prunty was mentioning to me that Vidal's list has changed quite a bit. As you know, they are high school kids, so the list does change quite often. Early on, Virginia had a really good chance with him, but Virginia since kind of faded. And Virginia Tech, I think there is sincere interest, but at the same time, I think Miami is heavily in there. I know Vidal took unofficial visits to Miami, Florida State, and Florida over the summer, and it seemed like he really had a great time and really likes the Florida schools. USC is in there. You certainly can't ever count them out of any recruiting battle. I think Georgia may be kind of creeping in the mix because of family reasons. And so I think Virginia Tech certainly has a shot, and they have a shot to impress. I know Vidal mentioned to me that he really liked Virginia Tech. He followed Virginia Tech when Michael Vick was the quarterback and liked the program then, and I think he likes the program now. There's a chance, but right now it's kind of it's tough to say that you think Virginia Tech has a good chance at this point until after Vidal gets a chance to look at Blacksburg and maybe comes down for a game and checks out some atmosphere there. So we'll see after that. Right now it's kind of he's really looking at USC obviously is there, and then as I mentioned, but mainly the Florida schools, specifically Miami is probably the team to watch there.
All right, well, what I want to do now, Chris, you and I mentioned last week when we talked about your top 10 that the commitments are still wide open there. The only member of your current top 10 who has committed is number 10, the offensive lineman Alex Stadler of Liberty Dealton, who's going to Alabama. What I want to do is read your next 20, and if they are committed, there are a lot of commitments in the second 10. I'll read that. Then we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll actually talk about some of these kids. I know you mentioned in our conversation earlier you wanted to talk about these Phoebus kids, who you think in your postseason rankings may zoom up and some of that stuff. But let me go over the list, and if you're on your computer, you can follow me by going to TechSideline.com and clicking on their recruiting home, and then you'll see the link for rankings, and it's the preseason. It's not the early one. Let me see exactly how they have it worded here.
Right, not the pre-summer.
High speed, and now it's not moving very. It's the in-state rankings, and it's not pre-summer top 30. It's pre-season top 30 that we're talking about. So let me read the second 20, and then we're going to take a break, and then Chris and I will discuss some of these kids when we come back. Number 11 is wide receiver Brandon Caleb from Fort Union. He is committed to Oklahoma. Number 12 is defensive back Greg Davis of Blue Ridge. Number 13 is the combo running back, defensive back, Lucas Caparelli of Robinson. Might be a little pipeline moving there. Mike Emo is a Robinson kid, but, of course, Olu Hall went to Virginia. Number 14 is defensive tackle Darrell Robinson of Liberty of Bedford, who is a Virginia Tech commitment. Number 15 is defensive end tight end Sean Galchalk of Deep Run in Richmond, who is committed to Virginia. Another wide receiver, good gracious, Virginia's loaded with wide receivers. Brent Vincent of Phoebus, number 16. Linebacker Matt Wright of Phoebus, number 17. Tight end Dedrick Epps of Huguenot in Richmond, who has committed to Miami as 18th. Number 19, offensive lineman Bo Warren of Centerville, a Virginia Tech commitment. Of course, he's the younger brother of Blake and Brett, so he is the last of Don Warren's son. All of them have come to Tech, so there's a family pipeline. Number 20 is running back athlete Keith Payne of Oakton High. 21 is defensive back Dwayne Priest of William Fleming. 22 is defensive end Marcus Anthony of Patrick Henry in Ashland. Another defensive end, J.R. Ware of Robert E. Lee, comes in 23rd. Defensive tackle Isaiah Hinson of Hermitage is 24th. Two-way lineman Anthony Davis of E.C. Glass is 25th. Running back L.A. Good of Hermitage. Is it good or good, Chris?
It's good.
Good of Hermitage is 26th. Linebacker fullback Quentin Rainey of Lansdowne, where the top receivers we've talked about earlier. He's at 27. 28 is defensive end Ron L. Brown of Hickory High. Number 29 is running back Andre Boone of Cox. And number 30 is a nose tackle. He's a Chapman of Warren. 6'5", 330. He is committed to Virginia. So we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we will talk about some of those kids that Chris really likes, some of them who may move up in his rankings, and some of them that Virginia Tech is in very well on. And Chris, you mentioned the two young men from Phoebus. What I'd like to talk to you about now is who on this list may be higher by the time the season ends. And these were two guys you really seem to like that have a good chance of moving up, Brett Vincent and Matt Wright.
Yep, we'll start off with Brent Vincent. And actually, first of all, to update that list of 1 through 10, Chris Bell of Granby has decided on Penn State at number
30. That's right, Penn State. And didn't we talk about that last week?
That's right. And,
well, it's not on the list I'm looking at here, and I forgot all about it because I'm a forgetful old man. So thanks for reminding me.
But, talking
Chris
about
Granby,
Brent Vincent,
two of the top
you mentioned 10 that.
Have committed.
Brent is another one of those excellent wide receiver prospects out of Phoebus. Brent is also getting some looks at cornerback, I think, and really I think he could be very productive on either side of the ball. Last year, the junior was really, it was his first year playing varsity football, and so he showed his athleticism to Coach D, and Coach D predicted to me that, you know, that Brent was a serious player and a serious athlete. Brent really showed that at the Nike Combine in Blacksburg when he ran a 4.39 in the 40 and just really performed well in the drills and had a great camp, and which is, of course, 4.39 is outstanding for anybody, especially a 6'1", 185-pound player. And he plays basketball. He's a very good basketball player as well. So he's certainly got that versatility and athleticism to go along with his speed, too. And this year, Brent, I believe, is having an outstanding season. He's being moved around a lot by Coach D. He plays running back, wide receiver. He returns. I believe he does some punt returns and kick returns as well. So he runs the whole gamut for Coach D, and he's having an excellent senior season. And he's landed recent offers from Tennessee and Florida, in addition to Virginia Tech and Virginia, who offered him in the earlier going. So his recruitment's starting to pick up. I believe he said USC has started to talk to him as well. So he's just a kid that's his recruitment's really picking up heavily, and as a result of his athleticism and his performance on the field this year, and the fact that he's versatile and he could end up either on offense or defense, I think is another key factor. I do like Matt Wright as well. Matt's another one of those kids for Phoebus who's really done it all this year. Even though he's just 6'2", 213 pounds, he was playing defensive end, and he actually told me he played defensive tackle a couple times this year, but he is back to linebacker, which is middle linebacker, which is his primary position for Coach D. He recently received an offer from Virginia. He also has offers from Virginia Tech, which offered in the spring. Some other schools, NC State, Maryland, West Virginia is in the mix, South Carolina as well. Matt's always been a solid player in my mind, and he's an aggressive, and he really knows how to play football, really gets after it, and he's a player to watch as well. Dedrick Epps, who's out of Huguenot, of course, Richmond, there, Mike, and then he's 6'4", 227 pounds. He ran a 4.59 in the 40-yard dash, I believe, at the Penn State Nike camp, and really showed his athleticism. And this year, he's really showing it on the field as well. I believe he has over 20 catches, so far this year, is averaging close to 20 yards a catch, if not just a bit over that mark at this point. So he's committed to Miami. He also has some very significant offers as well. So I think Diedrich's another player that you'll see move up the ranks. A player I really like a lot, kind of a personal favorite, if you will, is Dwayne Priest out of William Fleming in Roanoke. I think Dwayne, he's just a heck of a football player. He's 5'9", 180 pounds. Really can hit you as a safety and really plays well at running back, too. It'll be interesting to see if he can. He has an offer from JMU right now. Be interesting to see if later down the line, towards signing day, if one of these Division 1A programs step in and try to offer him, just because he's such a tremendous player for William Fleming. And those are a few notables. Another one to look out for, you mentioned Quentin Rainey, who's a linebacker from Lansdowne, linebacker fullback type prospect. Another kid to watch from Lansdowne, which is full of talent, is Rashad Phillips. He's a 6'4", about 200 pounds, I believe. He plays defensive end. He plays wide receiver for Coach Beatty. He's really having a great season this year. Coach Beatty just is really excited about how he's progressed. I believe Virginia Tech half film on him. Indiana, Kent State have recently come in with Syracuse as well. Has come in with an offer just based off his senior film and what he's been able to do this year. And I believe this is his first year playing playing for Coach Beatty. I think this is his first year playing. He's usually was more known as a basketball player, but he's really turning it on the field this year in football and has generated some pretty early interest just based off his early senior film. So those are just a few of the notable prospects just to kind of watch out for. And finally, one more, Asa Chapman, you mentioned, who has committed to Virginia. I believe he's having a very good senior season as well, and I know a lot of people like him as a nose tackle in his future at Virginia. You mentioned his size, 6'5", 340 pounds, and he's also got very solid athleticism. So, I think there's some very solid talent in the, especially from 10 to 20 rankings, and there's still a lot of potential even after that in this year's class.
Now, who are some of these kids that you did not mention that the Hokies are pursuing pretty strongly?
Well, of course, there's Darrell Robertson, as you mentioned, who has committed. Bo Warren, who's an outstanding offensive lineman out of Centerville High School, has committed. Other than that, I think Matt Wright and Brent Vincent are really the top two. There's Lucas Caparelli, who's just a phenomenal player for Coach Mark Bendorf up at Robinson. And you mentioned a little bit that Virginia Tech has somewhat of a Robinson pipeline as well, except for Lou Hall, who recently went to UVA. Lucas plays running back. He plays
defensive back. Let me interrupt here. Tech had three current Robinson players, right? Kerry Wade, Mike Emo, and John Kinzer are all Robinson products, right?
Yep, that's correct. That's correct.
Three current Robinson players, but you know I meant three current Tech players from Robinson.
They do have those guys, and Lucas is his recruitment's been pretty quiet so far. I think he has some pretty good offers. Virginia have offered, as well as I believe Pitt has offered. Michigan's in there, Michigan State. So there's a good amount of offers for Lucas. He's being a little bit quiet in terms of which favorites he has, and I think he's really trying to focus on his senior season at this point. But he's a 5'11", 190 pounds, pretty fast as well, runs about a 4.4 in the 40, and he's very extremely productive as a running back. Could end up as a defensive back as well on the next level.
All right, well, Chris, as always, the time flies by when you're on here. We appreciate the great information. What I want to do next week is assuming Tech wins tomorrow night, sets up as, you know, the game of the century this year's edition. And I know we've talked before that it's a huge recruiting week for Tech. So when you come back with us next week on the Tech Beat, I want to talk specifically about that weekend, who's coming in and where they're coming from and just why that's important for more than what happens on the field.
Excellent. We'll definitely look forward to it. And tomorrow night, actually, Virginia Tech's getting a visit from a 4-star defensive lineman, Jared Odrick, out of Pennsylvania. So they're getting a little taste tomorrow night, I guess, for what's coming next weekend as well. So it certainly should be a lot to talk about next Wednesday, though.
Okay. We'll look forward to talking to you. And, again, thank you for your time.
Thank you.